Exciting news, Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home, Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L, we make comfort easy to spell.
Coast to coast, nonstop action. This is the premier source for National Hockey League news. Scores, highlights, and the Anaheim Ducks. It's time to light the lamp with Alexis Downey.
Welcome back to Light the Lamp. Over the weekend, our Duckstream crew headed to Sphere in Las Vegas for the 2024 Upper Deck NHL Draft. And Guy Hebert, Ken French, and myself brought you coverage of day one on Friday and also day two on Saturday with rounds 2 through 7. The Anaheim Ducks went into Saturday with 6 picks, but they came out with 7 after a trade in the 6th round with the LA Kings as they traded away their 164th pick to get the 182nd and 214th picks towards the end of the draft. Now, the day started with round 2, where the Ducks had the 35th overall pick, where they took center Lucas Pettersson. He joined us on the stream after getting off the stage. And then the Ducks moved into round 3 with 3 picks, and we had the chance to talk with 2 of them. Pick number 66, Maxime Massey, a right winger, and then also pick number 68, Ethan Procession, a center as well. Anaheim moved into round 4 with the 100th overall pick. Alexander Blay, a center, joined us on the stream. And it was an awesome day talking to all of the picks. And to wrap up the Anaheim Ducks draft, Assistant General Manager and Director of Amateur Scouting Martin Madden joined us at the end of the day to talk all about each of the picks and break down what the Anaheim Ducks saw in these respective players. You can take a listen to all of it starting now.
Lucas putting on the headset. Lucas, can you hear us?
Yep.
All right, yeah. Man.
All right, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Glad to have you.
All right, Lucas, you get selected by the Anaheim Ducks. Who's here with you? How are you feeling just hearing your name called?
Yeah, just a very special feeling. With me today is my parents, mom, dad, little sister, and my girlfriend.
What were those conversations like? Did you get to talk to the Ducks? Did you have any idea that you might be going to Anaheim?
I did talk to them. Didn't really have an idea of where I was going to any team. It's just a big surprise.
You know, Lucas said, tell everyone out there kind of what we can expect from you when we see you on the ice. We're just talking about this is the start of a whirlwind for you. All of a sudden you get development camp and everything goes on from there. But when you finally take to the ice and put that sweater on for the Ducks, what can we expect from you?
Just a guy that competes every day. Two-way center, skates well, has a high hockey IQ.
I love that hockey IQ term. Where does that come from? Where do you get that hockey sense from?
I'd say just playing with older guys since I was smaller, having to find ways, find success on the ice.
So we have a number of Swedish players, and not if you're familiar with any of the Swedish people, Isaac Lundström, guy named Carlson, Leo. Do you know these guys? Have you played with them before?
I haven't played with them. I haven't talked to them, but I know who they are very well.
So you can imagine you're pretty excited about joining the Swedish mafia that we have in Anaheim.
Yeah, I am.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, as far as your week now, have you ever been to California?
I haven't.
Oh, it'll be a first time then.
Yeah, it will.
Any expectations or you just looking forward to seeing it?
Just looking forward.
Yeah.
Do you like warm weather?
I do. I'm not used to it, but not this heat.
You will get used to it.
Lucas, what do you know about this Ducks team? You know what? We just talked about some of the guys that are on there, of course, some of the Swedes that are playing very well for us. But what do you know about this organization?
Don't know too much. Yeah. Just love the logo.
What do you think about the jersey? Yeah. I mean, this is you're one of the very few to put this on already.
I do love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
Just classic from the films and all of that.
Awesome. I like the fact that you actually knew there were movies.
Have you seen the Mighty Ducks movies?
I have.
Oh,
yes.
That's
see?
Good.
Yeah, a student of the game.
Fans are cheering at home, Lucas. Fantastic.
So, Lucas, tell us a little bit about yourself off the ice. What are some things you like to do? Do you have any hobbies or anything like that?
I like to golf in summers. Mm-hmm. I'm a big country fan, too. Ah. Country music.
Yeah, golfing, Southern California.
Country music.
It really does work well.
You've kind of checked all the boxes. I think
you're going to like it.
Yeah. Well, what are your plans for the rest of the weekend with your family? I mean, this is pretty cool. You're able to get this done and get drafted early in the second round.
Yeah, just enjoy the few days that are left here before camp, and then just try to enjoy every moment that's left.
What do you think of this whole thing, the Sphere?
Yeah.
I mean, tell me from a draft perspective, how crazy is this that you are on this stage in front of all these people here?
It's just very special. Maybe gets the nerves going a little bit more being in here.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, do you have any other teammates that are sitting here in the Sphere today that are waiting to be drafted as well?
I do think some Swedes went after me right after me, so I do got a lot of national teammates here.
All right, Lucas. Congratulations. Thank you for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Welcome, man. Welcome to the Anaheim Ducks.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Congratulations.
All right, we're getting Ethan on the headset. Congratulations, first off. I want to ask you, who's here with you, and how are you feeling just hearing your name called?
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, coming here is something you always dream of, and hearing my name selected was unbelievable. I got all my family, my Bill family, friends and family, so it's unbelievable to share with them and just be here and hear my name called. It's unbelievable.
What do you know about this Anaheim Ducks team? You know, this team's been in a rebuild over the last couple of years, but boy, do they have some young talent, and including yourself now. I mean, what are your thoughts putting on that sweater?
I mean, it's unbelievable. There's a lot of great players there, and I mean, just putting this jersey on is something I've always dreamed of, so hopefully I can make an impact in these next couple of years coming, so I'm very excited.
Did you have an idea where you were going or what was going to happen? A lot of these some of the guys come over and go, I had no idea. Did you have an idea you might go to the Ducks?
Not really, no. Not really at all. But, I mean, it's unbelievable, and, I mean, I love it, so I'm so excited.
So tell us a little bit about your style of play. You know, we were reading some of your bio and what type of player you are. You like to go to the net. Big body, obviously. What else can you tell us and tell the fans that are listening right now?
Yeah, I'm a big, powerful 200-foot player. Loves to play that very relied on defensive side of the game and can play offense as well. I mean, I'm a guy who's big and strong, drives the net, loves to reg the puck low. I mean, a big physical guy as well. That's something I love to do is make hits, take hits, make plays. So it's a big part of my game.
Well, I tell you what, everybody listening right now at home is going, yes, we love that, because the Ducks have been missing that for a few years. So that's going to be a great addition to this lineup someday.
Where does that edge come from?
I think it's just always been in me. That's something I always grew up with, just that physicality. And, I mean, that's something I love to do. I mean, just those hits, laying those big hits, I mean, that's something I love to do. That's a big part of my game.
How do you feel like you've been able to grow your game over the last year to get you to this point to be drafted in the second round?
I mean, a lot of guys on my team I really look up to, and I mean, just watching them. Their guy, Liam Arnsby, is a big guy. He's a big, strong guy. He loves to make hits as well, so I love to watch him. And, I mean, he's a guy who's a big leader for me, so it's always good.
What do you think about wearing flip-flops and shorts to the rink every day?
Dream. I'm in North Bay, so it's a little cold out there, but it's going to be different, but I'm going to love it.
With all the guys who have been selected in draft so far, I mean, are there guys that you know you've played with, against? How familiar are you with the players that are here today?
Yeah, I mean, I've played against probably almost all these guys here, so it's going to be awesome to see where the road goes down. I mean, I'm very excited.
Ethan, thank you so much for joining us today. Congratulations. Enjoy it. And we'll see you at development camp.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Welcome to the Ducks family.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
We're giving shout outs to our great camera crew here. But Maxime, welcome to the Anaheim Ducks, man. So glad to have you as part of the club.
Thank you very much.
What was going through your head? Names called, get to put that jersey on. What were some of the emotions you were feeling?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, unbelievable feeling. I've maybe slid a bit down the draft, but as soon as you heard your name, kind of forget everything that was before. So unbelievable feeling, yeah.
What were some of your conversations like with Anaheim? Did you have any inclination that you might be going to the Ducks?
Oh, yeah. I knew that drafting a lot of Quebec guys, you know, from there. I've talked to a lot to Stéphane Pilote, their Quebec scouting, and then good interviews at the Combine, too. So I had a good feeling for the Ducks, for sure, yeah.
Did they ask you anything difficult at the Combine?
No, it was pretty basic interviews. Yeah, it was pretty easy.
Well, I keep asking some of these your new drafted teammates, you know, do you know anything about some of the guys that have been selected by the Ducks so far?
Oh, I knew all the names. I don't really know them personally, but, guys like Seneki and stuff, I know all their names. I've been, following them all season, so it kind of will be nice to meet them for, learned how to meet.
You're going to see him soon on the ice. That'd be kind of a fun thing and establish some early relationships with these guys. I know when I got drafted, you meet these guys and they become kind of part of your family because you're thinking playing for decades together.
Exactly. Always feels good to enter new teams and meet new people. So that's what hockey is all about. So excited.
Maxime, who's been one of your biggest influences in this game to get you where you are here today?
For sure, my dad and my mom. I mean, all the money and the time that they've put in hockey, and you know, more like mental part and outside the ice, couldn't be like more happy about what they've done for me. So yeah.
Is there an NHL player that you like to model your game after? Tell us a little bit about your style.
I love to watch Alex Tuck play from Buffalo. I think he's a big guy, can use his shot, use his body pretty well in front of the net, and you know, plays a good game 200 on both sides of the ice. So that's how I want to model my game at the next level.
I like the way you said that because, you know, reading your bio, it talks about your size and using it. How do you like to use your size to your advantage? We can see you're a big kid, and you're only going to get bigger.
Yeah, just using it in front of the net, being in goalie's eyes, just fighting for rebound and using my body in one-on-one battle. I think that's how I'm using it and how I'm able to, you know, get the distance from other player.
This guy to my right here is the original Mighty Duck, first ever for this franchise, and he's a goalie, and he's cringing because you said take away the eyes of the goaltender.
Well, I mean, I can love it now as long as he's not taking the eyes away from his own goal. Because scoring goals at the NHL level is more difficult than at other levels, obviously. Taking away the vision of the goaltender is so key to be able to score goals, get to kind of the greasy goals around the front of the net. So I love the fact that you're a type of player who's going to pay the price and wants to pay the price to go in front of that net and be able to do that and create scoring opportunities. Kind of with that said, do you know the guys? You know, have you watched the Ducks play over the last few seasons? Do you have any idea, like a Mason McTavish, or, you know, we have Leo Carlson on the team now as a good young rookie last season. Are you familiar with any of the current players?
Oh, yeah, I know. You know, you guys have a good young prospect, like a lot of first-round pick, like Luno from the Q and guys like that. So, yeah, I've been watching the Ducks, and I know what, you know, prospect lines are too. So, kind of really excited for the future.
What do you think about the new sweater?
Oh, really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Maxime, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Yeah, now you can relax.
Yeah.
And enjoy.
Yes, thanks, Maxime. Appreciate
thank
it, man.
You. Thank you.
Alexander, Kent French, how are you? Pleasure. Welcome
Hi.
To the team.
Alexis.
Hi, Guy. Nice to meet you. Congratulations.
Making his rounds. We're going to get him on the headset now.
He's got the film crew behind him.
You're just looking for FaceTime.
I am.
All right. Can you hear us?
Yep. Perfect.
Alexander, how are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, it's the best day of my life. It's pretty amazing, to be honest. Having this moment with all my family, it's pretty amazing, yeah.
Now, you know, I'm going to take a question from Alexis here, but you mentioned family. So how many members of your friends and family have been able to be here in Vegas to experience this with you?
Yeah, well, my family, we're maybe like 15, and I have some friends from my team, and so we're maybe like 20 are here with me right now, so it's pretty big, yeah.
I heard the crowd go wild.
Yeah, we did.
I'm like, wow, this is great. Day two, and there's still a lot of people cheering. This is awesome.
They were pretty pumped up, yeah, for me.
Second member, second player selected from Anaheim from the QMJHL this year. Did you play against Maxime?
I did. We're in the same division, so 8 times per year we play against. We played against in the playoff. I know him. He's a great guy, and it's fun to be in the same organization as him.
For you yourself, what do you feel like you can bring to the ice? Explain your style of play for Ducks fans that are listening.
Yeah, well, I'm a small forward with a great intelligence on the ice. I'm a great like offensive mindset. I still have some weight to put on, but I feel like I can bring an offensive style in the game.
Well, with that, you know, who do you like to emulate? Like, who's you know, like an idol of yours? Anybody that in particular in NHL that you model your game after?
Well, Clayton Keller is pretty good. Of course, he's like a very good player, but I like how he plays. You know, he's not the biggest guy, but he's good in the corners. He wins his battle, and he's intelligent, so I like to watch him a lot.
You know a guy named Martin Saint-Louis?
Oh, I do. I do. He's a pretty good guy,
I kind of have a feeling that you may be that style of player.
I hope I will.
Yeah.
You know, Alexander, I want to ask you about, you know, your size, because, you know, you're not you're the prototypical 6'2", 6'3", and you mentioned you need to put on a little bit of weight as well. Can you use your size to an advantage? How do you like to play on the ice, and how do you maneuver around some of the bigger players in national or you know in hockey?
Yeah, well, being small has some advantage too. Like I'm shifty. I can go around defensemen. But even if I'm small, I'm not scared to go in the corners and play big against big guys. So it's not something that I'm afraid of.
With your conversations with Anaheim, did you have any inclination that you might get picked by the Ducks?
Yeah, well, I knew they had an interest for me, and I was looking at their pick, and I was hoping it was me, and it happened, so yeah.
What do you know about the Anaheim Ducks organization? Have you followed the team much, or...?
Yeah, well, of course. I'm from Montreal, but still, their cup back in the early 2000, with Corey Perry, Getzlaff, and... it was a pretty stacked team, and of course they have a build-up right now with many like young good players, so yeah, it's fun.
Part of that is the new sweater that you have on. What do you think about it?
It's amazing. Yeah, yesterday I was looking at it, and I was like, whoa, the new logo is pretty nice.
You mentioned Perry Getzlaff. That's the logo.
Yeah, exactly.
They put on. Yeah. You know, when they drafted back in... back in 2003. Yeah.
Back in 1993, I wore that same logo, but it had purple and teal colors to it. But I think this one is going to be spot on for the next couple decades. Sitting in the stands, I mean, how nerve-wracking did it get? Did you kind of go in the round that you expected? Do you think you should have gone earlier? How did it all play out?
To be honest, I was expecting like 4th or 5th round. Okay. I knew with my size I was going to go later. So to be honest, it happened how I wanted. So, you know, 2nd round, I didn't have any expectation. 3rd round, you always hope, hope. But beginning of 4th, I was like, that's my time, and it happened. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's great. Hey, we all know that once you get picked, it really doesn't matter where you were picked.
Yeah, exactly.
I was 159th.
You know.
And I made it, so yeah. Well, congratulations. It's a great moment for you and your family.
So happy
certainly
to have
enjoy
you as part of our organization.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. For doing this. Thank you. Martin Madden is making his way over to our table now.
So how was the day? I mean, you know, you want to wrap up the first two rounds, and I mean, think about the guys that were on your draft board, and you know, did it come to fruition that who you had selected, or you know, kind of walk us through that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a feeling out process, right? With so many picks, we made the decision to move up yesterday using one of our second round picks, so that took that option away today. So we knew we wanted 35. That worked out, and then looked into maneuvering back into the end of the second to make sure that we got at least two of our targets with the next picks. We did end up with two, but we ended up losing one guy relatively close to where we were going to pick him. So otherwise, it was a great day.
What went into the decision late to trade down and acquire two more picks in that transaction with the Kings?
To be quite honest, we had two guys that we still really wanted up to maybe 10 picks before, and those were taken. So now we were looking at a different tier of players and might as well try to hit it out of the park with two instead of just one at that point.
And I want to, you know, as we're on that point later in rounds, what are you looking for? Is there a different characteristic when you get to the lower rounds? Because these are more of players that need a little bit more development, maybe.
Yeah.
What are you looking for when you're diving a little bit deeper into the draft?
Our core values remain the same, but there needs to be at least one elite characteristic to the player so that the role definition down the road is evident already. And then we believe in the player's character and inner drive, because it is going to be a longer road for these kids.
Much to Beckett Seneca's surprise, he was selected at 3. Thoughts on just being able to get him at that spot and seeing his shock?
Yeah, I think we like to do it that way. You know, you talk.
You guys do that often. Yeah. It seems like.
Yeah, you talk to many teams right behind us many times, and we decided to keep it quiet after our combine interview. Right, so that's where the surprise comes from. Not that he thought he was going 30, okay. Right? So super excited. He's a special player that has first right wing, first power play, inner drive, competitive drive, showed the ability. Like yesterday, I kind of explained to somebody else, explaining the pick, that, you know, it hasn't been just a 3-month process with him. We loved him last year. Yes, he didn't have a great first half, and he did do really well in the second half. What I should have emphasized is he did get to play a lot of playoff games and showed that he can be a difference maker under pressure. And that is important. We can't just say, well, you know, it's no recency bias. Well, what he did in the playoffs was special, so it does count. And we want to win Stanley Cups, and so we need players who can deal with that pressure, and he does.
You know, Martin, it's interesting, too, you know, looking at the pre-scouting, you know, placement of these players. You know, maybe Beckett wasn't, or, you know, looked to go as high as he was, but it seems, talking to executives and everything, that there was a buzz on this floor with all the people that do the work that Beckett was moving up. Did you guys sense it that was necessary to get him at 3?
I think I talked about that with Alexis before the draft. Like the perception, public perception, and what teams are really looking at are two different things, right? So he wasn't that much of a late riser. He was right in the mix for every top six team.
That's what it seemed like.
He was.
Yeah.
And his playoffs probably took him from a top 10, top 12 to a top 5 pick. Mm. You know, that's the difference. So it might look like it was the surge was unbelievable down the stretch, but, you know, 4 or 5 picks maybe that helped them move him up. He's just a really talented player.
That's great. I know Pat's excited too.
Well, it's funny because I was in an elevator, and I don't know if I should say the name of the man or the team, but they were close behind you, and I got in the elevator, said hello to him, and he says, "That was a great pick." He goes, "We really wanted him." And I said, "Well, that's good. We got him and you didn't." So, but with that in mind, you know, so you had another first round pick, and we've already coined him Stan the Man. And as a, you know, a former goaltender, a kind of a physical stay at home defenseman who really, I mean, we talked about him and his little interaction with Radko Gudas in the World Championships. And to me, he almost seems like a kid who's so polished that, like, he's going to show up at training camp and want to play right away.
Yep.
And has he got, you know, I mean, Mitnikov, like, kind of blew everybody away, Powell walking in last year and making the team. Like, is this kid a similar type of player as, like, Mitnikov? Not in the way he plays, but in his ability to make that jump that early.
Well, I think he showed that at the World Championships, right?
Yeah.
So he's been playing pro, so he's used to playing against men. But that capacity to say, okay, we're playing pro in a Norwegian league, now I'm playing first power play against top-end NHL players and coming out ahead, that is impressive.
Yeah.
You know, and so in that respect, like, he showed us that he is close. Is he as close as Pavel was? I don't know. We'll see.
Yep.
But he's certainly not going to be intimidated by the setting. He's going to step right in.
He's
no
got
doubt
that
about
it
that
factor.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's old school. Big time.
Lucas Pettersson and Alexander Blais, two guys that are a little smaller in size. But what was it about those two that, despite their size, that was appealing?
Lucas reminds us a lot of William Karlsson at the same age. Same type of hockey sense, same type of skill, probably even better skill than Will showed in his draft year. He's about the same size, and he's got great speed. For most of the year, he plays center. He's a really reliable two-way centerman. But when they used him on the wing, you could see how dynamic he can be when he's relieved of those extra defensive duties. That, to me, gives him top six upside. You know, just he's not just going to be a middle-of-the-lineup guy. Like, he is qualities make him a difference maker. And you know, Alex is definitely smaller than Lucas, but elite mind, elite skill, and elite drive. And now it's to our training staff to make sure he puts on 25 pounds from now until the next 3 years.
The jersey was kind of big on him, so,
just a bit.
Just a little bit big.
I gave Pat the heads up before we made the pick. You know, don't blink. You know, but on the ice, he's in the middle of the action. He is not intimidated in any way. He's got the puck on his stick all over the ice. He makes plays. Defensively, offensively, he's a competitor. He's a hockey player.
How satisfying is these last 2 days, based on the work that you put in, your scouting staff puts in throughout the course of a year, to be able to do what you guys did here over the last 2 days?
Yeah, it's interesting that we had a lot of picks, right? A lot of picks in the first 3 rounds. So you set expectations, you go through scenarios, and we ended up drafting a lot of players that we wanted, but you know, there's a few that slipped anyway. Yeah. So you try to please everybody on staff, and sometimes, you know, it goes one way and not the other, but you know, that's the nature of the beast. And I think at the end of the day, everybody is still excited because we're part of one team, and we're all in it to win, and everybody respects everybody's role on the staff.
Martin, one last one for you before we let you go. Getting Terrence Smith and then also announcing, say, this one's for Glenn. You know, what was that moment like? And then seeing all the picks, just dedicating this draft to him.
Glenn's last little rant at our mid-season meeting was about Terrence and how much he believed about his upside as a player. Like he needs to get stronger, but he completely believed, and I might have challenged him at that point, you know, on a few points, and he was fully bought into what he had seen. He had seen him by that point. I think he might have watched every one of his games on video, and he was completely passionate about this player and how high he could end up being on an NHL roster. So it just fit, you know. We've been thinking about Glenn throughout this process. He's been part of our conversation. He's been present, and it was nice that Taren was still around for that selection.
Martin, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on a fantastic draft, and hopefully get some time now to relax a little bit.
Take the rest of the week off.
Yeah, not quite.
It never ends.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Martin. Appreciate it.
Exciting news. Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/Ducks for exclusive promotions. Goettl, we make comfort easy to spell.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.